everyone. Welcome back to Mercy Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Melanie Carter, and we're so glad that you joined us today. For those of you who have been following Mercy Multiplied over the past few weeks, you know that we are officially over a month in with our new name change to Mercy Multiplied. And we are just so excited about all of the new things that have been unfolding here with our ministry. And we just want to encourage you to check out our new website at mercymultiplied.com and just look around and just, get excited with us about all of the new things that are happening and just new resources that we're posting. Our application process has become, we've simplified that, and it's all done online now. Just even new stories and new events and all kinds of exciting things happening. So to catch up with everything that's going on, we just encourage you to go to our website and look around. We are really, really thrilled about all that's unfolding here. So today on Mercy Talk, we have back on our show the lovely Jen Otero, who many of you, if you've been following Mercy Talk, have heard Jen on our show multiple times throughout this past year. We've been really excited to have her. And Jen actually was formerly the director of counseling here in our Nashville home. And now she actually holds the position as the transitional care manager and really works a lot with our graduates of our program and just kind of helping them stay just successful in their walks after Mercy. And so we are really excited to have Jen back on the show today. So thank you for taking time to be with us.
Absolutely.
So, Jen, I know that one of the things that we are going to hit on today, or really the main thing we're going to hit on today, is something that you are really, really passionate about, and that you, even in your counseling that you do outside of your time here at Mercy, you really use this a lot in all that you do when you counsel young women. And so I'm really excited to have you on the show because I know how passionate you get about this. And we are basically talking today about the importance of hearing the voice of God when someone is walking through a healing process. And I would say that's when someone's walking through a healing process, but this is an important thing for literally every last one of us who are followers of Christ.
That's right.
And an important piece of us just walking in continual freedom. And so I'm just excited for you to kind of unpack that a little bit for us, because for some people, that idea of hearing the voice of God is like, wait a minute, like God speaks, what? How does that look? And, you know, some people have heard some kind of crazy things out there, and just kind of like, what exactly does that mean for us as followers of Christ, but also when you're walking through a healing journey with someone? And so if you could just maybe start off today by kind of unpacking what that even means. Like, what does it mean to hear the voice of God, and what does that look like in somebody's life?
Sure. Well, I think it all starts off with understanding that God is a relational God. So I often give the example of when I was first dating my husband, or even as a parent to my child, it would be very odd if I went out to coffee with someone or a friend and just sat and had a one-way conversation the whole time and just kind of talked at them. That's not how relationship is built. So the reality is, sons and daughters of God, to be in relationship with God, we're able to speak to him and then leave space for him to speak back. And I often laugh, you know, I don't put God in a box, so I believe he can still speak audibly, I'm sure. I've never experienced that. But when we teach hearing the voice of God, there's just that place of understanding it's not going to be this deep man's voice in your head when the Lord starts speaking to you. It's going to actually sound a lot like your voice in your head, but that there's a variety of different ways that the Lord speaks to us. He speaks to us through the word. He speaks to us through that still small voice, which some people refer to as a conscience. Sometimes there's that impression where it's just a thought that suddenly comes to mind where you're like, wow, I didn't think that, but it's something the Lord has brought to you. There's a variety of different ways. Pictures that I have found that a lot of people who are very artistic sometimes, they're the people that God will give them pictures where they see, whether that's dreams at night or during the day in prayer. But there's something to be said about just normalizing the fact that God's relational. He wants to speak to us, and it's not this big ookie wookie thing. It is actually just a really special part of relationship with the Lord and giving him space to speak to us. So yeah. I love it. I get very, very excited about it.
Well, and I know that, you know, one of the things that you love to share with people is just how hearing the voice of God isn't just kind of a nice thing to add to our lives or a nice thing to bring into the process of, you know, walking someone through healing, but it is a vitally important piece.
That's right.
And so can you just share a little bit about why that is so important, you know, not only for somebody walking through a healing journey, but for all of us? Like, why is this such a vitally important piece? And if I know that if you don't have this, you're not going to get very far. And right. So what is that? Why? What is the importance of that?
Well, I think, for instance, as a counselor, I have watched a level of healing and freedom come to the people that I counsel, or even in my own life, when we allow the Lord to speak. Because there's just a reality of how much we're able to discern or understand in our humanity. We're very, very limited. But when you bring in the Lord, who knows all things, was there from the beginning to the end, knows me down to the core and every detail of who I am, has seen every detail of my life, suddenly there's a whole new ceiling that comes that we're able to go deeper in our relationship. There's new revelation that's able to come. There's just a whole new place that God's able to bring in a healing process, but also just as humans, also just as people walking out relationship with God. One of my favorite scriptures is Jeremiah 33, 2-3 that says, this is God's message. The God who made earth, made it livable and lasting, known everywhere as God. This is my favorite part. It says, call to me and I will answer you. I'll tell you great and marvelous things you could never figure out on your own. So that just that scripture just tells us right there, there are things that he can show us. There's revelation the Lord can download to us in a variety of ways that we could never figure out on our own, which, as you can imagine, is quite helpful in healing, but also just in life, day in and day out, there's a place of allowing him just to have that voice. It's a simple process, so we can chat about that too. It's not a real difficult thing to start to hear the voice of God. It really is just leaving space for him to begin to speak.
Right. Well, and, you know, I know that something I hear a lot from people who maybe don't feel like they really hear from the Lord, or maybe God doesn't really want to speak to me because it seems like I don't ever hear anything from him. A lot of times, I know I've even seen this in my own life, it can be that I can sometimes almost get so concerned about, is that God? Is that God? I don't know if that's God. Is that just me? Is that, you know, and getting so wrapped up and being concerned if, like, I'm really hearing the voice of God or if that was just me talking to myself, you know? And so what would you say to someone who really kind of doubts whether or not they ever hear? How do they actually know if they feel like they hear something? How do I know that was the Lord? You know, what do you say to someone who maybe kind of be stuck in that spot?
Totally. I think there's a couple things we can always look for. We always know that the voice of God is going to line up with the word of God. So he's never going to tell us something that runs counter to the word, which is number one. And I always say that the voice of God always brings light, life, and truth, and also love. Like, there's that place of, even when the Lord corrects us, he's doing it out of love. So if you feel condemnation or guilt or yuck, you know automatically that's not the voice of God. But also, I really tell people just to kind of chill out when they start to think too much about, is it me? Is it God?
Right.
Because ultimately, the reality is, if I'm even thinking it and it's life-giving and truth, then cares if it was God or not, it still, like, encourages me forward. But there's a place too of just learning. It's kind of like riding a bike. You have to kind of get out and do it to start to grow in confidence and ability, and just knowing, wow, I know that I know. But even as we talk through, the main way we teach people how to hear the voice of God here at Mercy and just in general is through prayer journaling and becoming people who know how to ask good questions. You know, Lord, what do you want me to know? What's one of your favorite things about me? You know, what is it that you want me to hear, a truth that you have for me today, and really starting just to write out the stuff that he's saying. And typically what I tell people is, as you start to write out what you hear the Lord saying, whatever comes to mind, you don't filter it, you don't overthink it. It could be a scripture, it could be one word, it could be a paragraph, it could be a lyric from a song, it could be a variety of things. You just don't overthink it. You write it down and then you look back and go, Lord, would you give me peace if that was you? And just by simply stepping out and giving the Lord 10, 15 minutes a couple times a week, you start to realize, wow, that was so the Lord. And as you just start to hear his voice, you begin to grow in your confidence of knowing, wow, that was me or that was the Lord. So sometimes it really is just giving space. And I often tell people, you can't mess it up. Like, God wants to speak to you more than you even want him to. Like, this isn't something you can miss. He cannot wait for you to leave him space to speak to him. So those are kind of the keys I think are important to keep in mind.
Yeah. And I love that you brought into that, you know, I mean, truly, all truth is God's truth. And so whether or not it was like you thinking it, if it brought life and it lines up with the word of God, then you know that that was from the Lord regardless. And so I think that's a great, I mean, I just know for me, whenever that was kind of revelation, I had like, you know what, Melanie, stop worrying so much. Of like, was that God? I don't know. If it lines up with the word of God and it brings, what, like you said, life and light and truth, then that's from the Lord, because all truth is his. And so I think we can really get so stuck in that place that we even stop asking for him to speak, or we stop listening. And so, I'm so glad that you brought that point in. You know, you touched on this a little bit, but I would love just for anyone maybe who this is kind of a little bit of a new concept for them, mm-hmm. or if they've never even really tried, what would you say to someone who's like, okay, I really want to do this. I want to listen to the voice. Right. I want to hear his voice. You know, how does someone learn how to hear? You know, as you said, it's kind of sometimes just even a little bit of practice and like learning and just allowing that. And so what would you say to someone who just wants to know, where do I start here?
Mm-hmm. I like to usually start by stopping and going, okay, when we talked about all those different ways that the Lord speaks, pictures, impressions, that still small voice, those are kind of main three ones, apart from the word or through others. I've often seen people that are confirmation people. They're the ones that I giggle, because it's like if the Lord's speaking to them about forgiveness that week, they'll see it everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's on like a billboard and in conversation, and then it's suddenly on their Facebook feed, and then they see a license plate on a car that says, I mean, it feels like it's everywhere.
Yeah.
I think sometimes there's just a place of stepping back and going, okay, how do I feel like I'm the most wired? Because we're all unique and individual children of God, so we're not going to hear from him all the same. I mean, he's too creative for that, for one thing. But to be able to step back and really assess, okay, how am I wired? Like, and is there a time in the past that I feel like, if I'm really honest with myself, the Lord spoke to me in one way or another, whether it was through an impression or whatever? Typically going, okay, how do I feel like I'm wired? And is there a time the Lord has spoken to me or revealed something to me? How did that come? Mm-hmm. That's typically a good way to start, of going, okay, that's what I need to kind of be on the lookout for. Is if I'm a picture person and I'm waiting to hear a voice in my head, you need to stop worrying about the voice in your head. Because what I have found is some people are so focused on a certain way of expecting the Lord to speak to them, they start pushing out the very way that he is trying to reveal himself to them. So being open and minded enough to go, okay, God, I'm going to just trust that you're going to speak. But I would say the next thing is getting a prayer journal or a notebook and really writing out the things that you're asking. So if the question is, Lord, what's one of your favorite things about me? You write out that question. And then typically I tell people, you write quotation marks next, because that's an act of faith. Like, yeah. I'm getting ready to write down what the Lord's going to show me. Then you just write out, like I said, whatever comes to mind until you feel like it quiets again. You write more quotation marks, and then you just read back over it and ask for confirmation. And typically you'll know, like there'll be things you're like, that was probably me, but wow, that's really the Lord. There's revelation that's attached to that statement on this piece of paper that I don't think came from me. And simply just continuing to create space. And the challenge and the encouragement is that you do that enough where suddenly you start finding yourself talking to the Lord in the car, and, you know, as you're walking into work or as you're walking through the hallways as a student, like where it becomes just a normal, natural part of being in relationship with the Lord, where you're constantly in conversation mm-hmm. with him. It's not just in your quiet time when you're with your prayer journal. So that is the goal to some degree, is to move forward. But it really is just step by step. And having a desire, and the Lord will show up. I never have a question about that.
Well, you know, I'm thinking back through just even my own life and how there was definitely seasons when I was younger where I just thought, like, God doesn't talk to me. Like, he talks to all these other people, but mm-hmm. he never says anything to me. And then when I really kind of came face to face with the fact that I never asked him to, it made a little more sense, you know? And I think that the scripture that you brought in earlier, just about him saying, call to me and I will answer you. Right. Just ask me. Like, I want, as you said, I want to speak to you more than you even want me to speak to you. Things change when you just ask and mm-hmm. you just expect. And so I think sometimes it's just a matter of like being quiet.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know so many times when we approach the Lord, it's like, 'cause I've got a million things I want to tell you right now, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm going to just go. Like you said, it's almost like if you just sat across the table and just talked nonstop and never actually let the other person speak, how ridiculous that would be.
Right.
But how often we do that with the Lord. And I've just got all these requests and I've got all these things on my mind and I just got to tell you everything. And I never actually stop and just say, what do you want to say to mm-hmm. me? And I've just even found for myself that, like, as soon as I get quiet and I just ask, more times than not, I truly feel like he has something to say.
Absolutely.
And so I just think sometimes it's just a matter of literally asking him to and mm-hmm. being quiet, mm-hmm. like just be quiet for a minute, you know? And so that's just, I think sometimes not something that is really natural for us with the Lord because of the fact that he doesn't tend to speak in an audible voice with mm-hmm. people anymore. So therefore we just think, well, I got to fill all the space with my own words.
Right.
And so I just think, I love that, you know, you just brought some practicality to that of just like, if somebody wants to go to that place, like, what are some things that I could do? Mm-hmm. And as you practice it and as you do it more often, you just become more and more attuned to his voice. And so, like you said, you'll be at work or you'll be at school or you'll just be going about your day and you just feel like you hear him a little bit better because you're just so attuned and used to listening for his voice. So,
and creating quiet is not something that's comfortable for most people. The idea of solitude and tucking away. And so I also encourage people that you may not want to do this at Starbucks necessarily right away. You may want to be at your house nice and quiet or maybe out at a park or somewhere along those lines so that it's not as difficult to get quiet. Sure. There's an intentionality that it takes.
Right.
Especially at first. But over time, it just becomes just part of relationship with the Lord. And it's so sweet. It brings such a new level that I know that I'm so grateful for in my life.
Can you talk just for a minute about what this has looked like in just even your counseling of other people and kind of what does this look like when you're a helper and you are wanting to, you know, just kind of impart something to someone else and kind of bring them to that place? What does that look like for you even in maybe sessions or just walking alongside other people that you want to help?
I love being a counselor that knows how to teach people to hear the voice of God because it takes all the pressure off of me for them to get it. Because what I'm really doing is bringing them before the throne of God and saying, Lord, what do you want them to know? And I will laugh because there's times where I will have a sense of what he's about ready to say. And I've learned over the years just to keep my mouth shut and let him speak it. Because when the Lord speaks, there's a creative power in his voice. I can say the very same thing that he's going to get ready to say, but it's revelation when he speaks it. And so being a helper that knows how to ask good questions and practically in sessions, I will ask the Lord questions in prayer and have them just listen. So it's kind of a two-way thing where I'll ask the question, the Lord will answer, they'll tell me what the Lord said, and then we'll ask the next question. And so it's literally like a three-way conversation where they walk out knowing that the Lord has spoken to them. Mm-hmm. It's not just great advice or something that my counselor told me or my accountability person told me. It's something I know God spoke to me. And even getting really practical with God, he doesn't need just these fancy, fluffy questions. Sometimes it's, Lord, what do I need to do? What are the three steps you have for me this week? Bam, 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 bam. Mm-hmm. So there's something to be said about when we allow the voice of God, not in our, just in our personal lives, but when we're helping other people, there's a whole new level of freedom and healing that comes. And I have seen just this momentum that happens where it never needs to happen on our humanity timeline. He gets in and he does what he needs to do in such a cool way and often in a much faster way too, because he has a way of just showing up and getting to the root of things a lot quicker than we do as humans.
Absolutely. And as I know that I've heard you speak on this too, as just far as how he knows people and he knows things that you literally don't know about another person. Right. And he knows exactly where you need to go in a session he knows exactly what route to hit next. And so I think just knowing that he knows the other person that you're trying to help so much better than you do, and he knows exactly where to go with it. And sometimes we can try to manufacture something. We're going to go here today and we're going to do this. And we're going to talk about this and we're going to really attack this route. Whereas if you just let the Lord lead that process, he would probably take you on a much, much, much more effective route. And so
every time,
I just love that, you know, that is such a huge part of your process in working with people, and that you have seen, I know, just miracle after miracle as a result of that.
Absolutely.
And just the fact that the Lord's voice truly does bring revelation, whereas the best that we can do as humans is really impart really good information to someone else, but he brings on a whole different level. And so it's not just a nice thing to add. It's really vitally important when you're helping someone else. And so I know that that's been something that I've learned a lot, even just from you and our time together and hearing the way that you talk about it and the testimonies you have around it. I'm like, whoa, there's really something to this. So one of my absolute favorite stories that I always think about whenever I hear you talk about hearing the voice of God is a story that actually someone who's been on our show earlier this year, his name is Bob Hamp, and he works with a freedom ministry in Texas, and he comes and speaks in our homes and trains our counselors actually in each of our homes as well. But he tells an awesome story that relates so much to hearing the voice of God, and so I just kind of wanted to share that to wrap up today. It's a really powerful testimony to what you were talking about, in that God's voice, when he actually speaks, he's using the same mechanism that he used to create the universe. Mm-hmm. And so his voice is still used today to create things. And so whenever we speak, the best that we can do in our humanity is just describe something. But when God speaks, he actually has the ability to create that thing just by speaking it. And so I love this story because he talks about a woman who came in who, you know, was contemplating suicide and really to the point of even having a plan and knowing what she was going to do to carry this out. And, you know, he had an hour with her. And so he just really, you know, spoke and did everything that he could and asked her questions and really tried, you know, to everything that he could to help her and to encourage her. And towards the end of their session, he just said, you know, why don't we go to the Lord right now and just ask him what he wants to say to you right now? And so, you know, they went quiet and all of a sudden this woman just starts laughing like out of the blue. And he's like, oh no, what in the world? Like, I've completely lost this woman. I don't know. She has literally lost it. And so, you know, he just kind of was like, well, what happened? I apparently missed something here, you know? And she said, God just said peace. And he looked at her and was just like, oh, well, I mean, he's thinking, I just said peace to you about 50 times in this whole last hour, yet God says it to you once and everything just changes. And I think that it's an incredible testimony to the fact that, like, whereas this great, awesome counselor can mm-hmm. say peace to this woman 50 times over the course of an hour, the second that the Lord says it, he actually has the ability to create peace in her heart in that moment, and how that transforms everything. And so I always go back to that story and the power that the Lord has when he speaks to literally transform your heart and your mind in a moment. And so I just kind of wanted to end today with that testimony, because I think it just backs up everything that you were just mm-hmm. sharing. And
it's great.
So Jen, do you have anything else to add today before we close out today's show?
I would honestly, as simple as it is, I would just encourage people just to make the decision to create space for the Lord and then let him do what he's going to do. That you don't have to go in freaked out or thinking you have to control it, but just being intentional enough to create some quiet space and just wait to see the surprises that he has for you.
Great. Well, I just encourage you listeners out there, if you have not been able to listen through each of the shows that we did earlier this year on the Keys to Freedom, I encourage you to go back and listen to those with this whole idea of hearing the voice of God on top of all of it, because this piece really infiltrates everything that we do in our homes with our young women that we work with. But as you are personally walking through a healing journey, or if you're trying to walk alongside someone else, this piece of hearing the voice of God literally weaves through every single thing that we do here. And when you even put that lens on and listen to just the different keys to freedom that we work through with our girls, it really takes on a whole new life. And so I encourage you, if you haven't heard those podcasts, or if you have heard them already and want to go back and listen to them with this whole new perspective in mind, I just really encourage you to, because it's so, so, so vitally important to the process of finding healing and freedom. And so, Jen, thank you again so much for just taking the time to be with us today. It was great to have you on the show.
It's my pleasure. Thanks, Mel.
Great. Well, Jen's going to be back with us next week, and we're going to be talking some just about what it looks like to be a helper and what your role is, what your role is not. And so for any of you out there who have someone in your life that you're really trying to help, to minister to, and just need some insight on what that looks like and what your role is in their life, definitely encourage you to join us next week. And if you've not had a chance to do this, we encourage you to go online and subscribe to our podcasts so that these shows will just come automatically to your iTunes, and we'll be excited to see you next week.